The more physically active women are in later years, the longer they'll be able to function independently. That's the conclusion of a study published this week in the Archives of Internal Medicine. But gerontologists are finding that the fear of falling causes many elderly to be less active. From member station WGBH in Boston, Madge Kaplan reports.
Laura De La Rosa's whole life changed one morning last year.
I was okay when I left here. My husband was here reading the papers, and I said to him, Louis, I'm going to the post office. I need stamps. I'll be right back. I didn't come back.
As she returned from her errand, De La Rosa fell and hit her head in the lobby of her senior housing development in Waltham, Massachusetts. A stroke may have contributed to the fall, and De La Rosa was seriously hurt.
I was all swollen and black. For 4 months I was black. And my face was swollen, my eyes, my nose, bleeding through my nose. It was bad.
De La Rosa had to sleep with a neck brace for months. Luckily, she was able to rely on her husband to nurse her back to health and to run the household. Today, at 84, De La Rosa struggles with regaining her confidence. She walks in the hallways each day and attends a weekly on-site exercise class, but will not walk outside or go the short distance into town unless accompanied by her husband. It's a source of tension between them.
My husband thinks that I'm all right, that I could go out by myself, but I don't. I don't feel right. No, not yet.
What do you think inside you're waiting to feel before you feel comfortable going and doing anything by yourself?
Well, I have to feel perfect, like before. But I'm the only one that knows. He doesn't know. I know myself.
When pressed, it turns out that De La Rosa's fall in the lobby was actually the second time she'd fallen that November day. The first time was near the post office in downtown Waltham. A passerby helped her up. It's an image that haunts De La Rosa and keeps her where she feels safe.
I don't want to fall right there in the sidewalk. That is so bad. Oh, forget it. That was a very bad experience. Never. I hope not.
De La Rosa's refusal to test her recovery has another dimension to it, which researchers say often underlies the fear of falling the most. A bad fall may mean loss of independence, landing someone in a nursing home. Falls are the reason behind some 40% of nursing home placements. De La Rosa won't even consider living with her grown daughter and family, despite their pleas.
They want me to live with them. I said, no, I don't want to bother them. I've been always, since a little girl, very independent. I want to stay here. My place, my home, sweet home.
Seems like I trip over my big feet all the time.
70-year-old Phyllis Trait lives in the same housing complex as Laura De La Rosa. She laughs about some of her minor falls, flops she calls them. But in two instances, she's been left with a broken shoulder. The first time, Trait was still living in New York, and she recalls it was a big blow to her body and her spirit.
Physically, I just felt like I aged. I mean, it seems like everything was downhill since then. And I used to go dancing, and I didn't go dancing anymore because my balance wasn't good anymore. I used to enjoy that.
Last winter, shortly after moving to Waltham, Trait fell again on some black ice. But this time there were more people around to help her, and Trait realized she had to do something about always getting hurt. Along with De La Rosa, she recently completed an 8-week class on preventing falls that incorporates a new approach geriatric researchers say has been missing.
We're not going to be rockettes here, okay? So we're going to lift our leg. Let me just tell you, for the leg that's on the floor, this is a leg you're going to strengthen when you do that.
The course, which took place at the housing development, not only focused on improving balance, flexibility, and stamina, but every week group members were encouraged to discuss their fears. This made all the difference for Trait.
Even those people who I thought were so much more agile than I was, they had the same kind of problems, same fears. And it was good to talk about it and see the similarities and learn from one another. A lot of the people, I think, were afraid that something else might happen if they started doing exercising.
Class instructor Leslie Warris says her goal is to help seniors who are fearful find solutions other than sitting still.
Inactivity is what hurts elders more than anything else.
more than chronic illness. And we know that they have good days and bad days, and that's okay. But the goal is to keep getting back on the horse and keep on moving.
In order to do this, Phyllis Trait says she's begun to look at herself more realistically. She's less self-conscious about using a cane and now dons a pair of solid walking shoes, even if, she says, they make her big feet look bigger. She's also joined a weekly walking group that formed when the class ended. Experts say Trait's newfound confidence is directly related to intervention that addresses physical, psychological, and community needs. But it's not clear how such programs could be created on a wider scale to reach the millions who could benefit. Both Trait and De La Rosa say they know plenty of elders at the Waltham housing complex who do little but sit around in their apartments all day.
The way our system is currently set up, it does not support maintaining function or preventing loss of function.
Elizabeth Peterson is an associate professor of occupational therapy at the University of Illinois in Chicago. She's frustrated by the limited and ad hoc nature of what's available to help older people avoid falls. Most classes are voluntary, tend to reach people who are already motivated, and don't always address the problem of fear. Programs also tend to be tied to temporary research dollars or a senior center's budget, not standard medical practice. Elizabeth Peterson.
If an older adult fractures his or her hip, that person has access to all kinds of medical facilities that will do their best to, you know, correct the fracture, but they're very quick to want to send them out of the very expensive hospital bed. So it's when the person comes back to the community that we don't have the kinds of programs available.
Some argue that America's aging population, soon to be made up of baby boomers, is going to demand such programs, as well as medical insurance that pays for more than just the repair of broken bones. But Phyllis Trait says members of her generation haven't been brought up to expect a higher quality of life in old age and aren't used to discussing being vulnerable.
They'll talk about their children or that they understand or don't understand them. They'll talk about their grandchildren and family and a little pains and so on, but fear, they don't want to admit that they're afraid. And I don't think I was any different.
However, now that the topic is out in the open, Phyllis Trait has a lot more energy. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.
Details on the Matter of Balance class are at npr.org.